Kansas is full of good men. I don't want to be a good man. I want to be a great one.
You're gonna need this!
It's the Emerald City. You are here at last, and the prophecy shall be fulfilled.
This is my sister, Evanora. I'm here to serve you.
The royal treasure of Oz. It belongs to you, but only after you defeat the Wicked Witch.
Just how wicked is she?
Okay, here's the deal. Sam Raimi and Disney take moviegoers back to L. Frank Baum's Oz with Oz the Great and Powerful. This sort of prequel to The Wizard of Oz follows the wizard from his days as a sideshow magician where he's swept away by a tornado to the magical land. There he gets involved in a power struggle where three witches are trying to seize control of the Emerald City. A fiercely visual director, Raimi throws everything he can at you, literally, in this CGI 3D extravaganza. It looks gorgeous with amazing production design and effects. The 3D gets very gimmicky at times, but I'm okay with that, considering Raimi's style and the family-friendly nature of the film. The story fits well enough with the books and skirts close enough to the 1939 classic, which is actually owned by Warner Brothers. While not as good as the original film, because honestly, few things are, this movie is an enjoyable ride, and it's marvelous to see a new vision of Oz with modern cinematic effects. Oz the Great and Powerful gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.